Just a quick programming note. We're doing things a little bit different this month, and here's why. COVID-19 had a big impact on housing market activity during the second quarter last year, and as a result, the sales volume plummeted. After a long discussion, Tim and I thought it would make much more sense to take a two-year look at May's sales numbers, so the stats you're about to hear might be a bit denser than you're used to. So without further ado, here is your Massachusetts home sales data report for May 2021. Last month, there were 5,139 single-family homes sold across Massachusetts, a 28.1% increase from May 2020, but a 9.7% decrease from May 2019. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 23.5% on a year-over-year basis to $525,000, an all-time high, and the second straight month that the median sale price has been above $500,000. Compared to May 2019, when the median sale price was recorded at $410,000, the median sale price last month was up 28%. Looking at the condo market, there were 2,723 condo sales in May, a 94.6% increase from May 2020, but just a 6.5% increase from May 2019. Meanwhile, the median condo price hit $490,000, a 20.8% increase from May 2020, and a 22% increase over May 2019. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group's CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to summer and more time spent without masks. It's great to see people out and about with smiling faces. You know, we should all greet passersby with a big smile. We have lots to be grateful for.
I agree, and I feel like that some folks who have a lot to be thankful for are probably current single-family homeowners in Massachusetts, with prices being so high. And even though the median single-family home price has been hovering above $500,000, and that's something certainly to focus on, I feel the 9.7% decline in sales from May 2019 is something we really should discuss. So do you think this might be the first indicator that supply is finally unable to keep up with demand, and sales numbers could continue taking a hit in the coming months?
That's a good question, Mike. Single-family home sales in May this year are definitely below the levels we would expect under normal circumstances. Not only are the sales in May this year below the 2019 sales, they are below the sales level in 2018, 2017, and 2016. We have to go all the way back to 2015, 6 years ago, to find May sales lower than May of this year. So now the question is why? The inventory of homes for sale has been shrinking for years now. Not enough supply to meet the demand. That's what realtors say over and over. But new listings are rising modestly, and Redfin reports that nationwide pending sales slipped 29% for the 4 weeks ending June 6th. So it's not just a supply issue that caused the lower than expected May sales numbers. Or maybe it is. It's hard to tell. Perhaps the market is slowing because we have run out of prospective buyers who can afford the steep price of a home. Or perhaps it is because as COVID infection rates decline, people are less obsessed with home purchases. With everyone busting out of their masked isolation, their attention may be elsewhere, like securing a restaurant reservation, or renting a cottage for a vacation, or booking a flight. All of those reservations are in short supply now. I hate to overemphasize or to make too much of the data for just 1 month. This summer's real estate market will tell us a lot more about the rest of the year. We'll have to just wait and see and find out if the market will continue its historic climb.
So condo activity came roaring back for the second straight month, so much so that the median sale price hit an all-time high of $490,000. Now, do you think condos will join single-family homes above the $500,000 mark as we get into the summer housing market?
Yes, Mike. Condos have proven popular again. The sales volume increased 95% from last May, when the pandemic had everyone locked down. Back then, there were very few buyers eager for high-density housing. But unlike single-family home sales, condo sales this past May are higher than they were 2 years ago in May of 2019. The increase in sales is 6.5% over the two-year period, and the median price is 22% higher than May of 2019. So that's a good showing. Middlesex County had the highest number of sales in May, logging 773 condos sold. That's a number that's 107% higher than last May. Suffolk County posted 756 sales, and it had a gain of 136%. Statewide, condo sales were their highest since May of 2007. I think the condo market will continue to fare well, and we should see the median price above $500,000 sometime this year. In the long term, I think the future of condo sales is really dependent upon how many employers insist that their staff return to the office at least a few days a week. If office work remains largely remote, then I think the condo market will probably suffer and not be quite as popular.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for May 2021. If you'd like more information about the products and services offered by The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.